This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's open for business. Organic skincare and beauty products are everywhere these days. So how does one get noticed in such a crowded marketplace? Gaya Chinaya, CEO of World Organics Malaysia, is a holistic and completely natural line of products, joins us in the studio for a chat about the importance of the right ingredients in your products, the efforts World Organics takes to stand out in a crowded industry, and how it plans to offer thousands of ambassadors the chance in an ethical business. So we'll start off with talking about World Organics. Tell us a little bit about this company.
Good morning, Frida. Well, World Organics is a New Zealand organic skincare and body care brand. Now, in New Zealand, they've been around for about 5 years. In Malaysia, we've sort of softly launched via our online shop in the last 2 years. But now, as you mentioned, we've got such an exciting opportunity for women to start their own businesses with our ethical products from New Zealand and be entrepreneurs themselves.
So it's just 5 years old?
It's just 5 years old. Still a very, very new brand, but the growth has been exponential.
But you're not limiting it to just women, though.
No, absolutely. We've got a few guys.
Okay, so when you say that it's certified organic,
yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so each certification body, when it's organic certification, is different. Now, the certification body that World Organics has chosen to certify their products is called BioGrow. BioGrow is a food-grade organic certifier. This means that our skincare and body care being certified by BioGrow means that our products are actually edible. So good skincare shouldn't be harmful to your health in the long term. So that's the issue with chemical skincares on the market, the long-term health effects with fertility, ADHD, cancers, various other problems in life. But with BioGrow certification, you can actually eat our product. So they certify a lot of food. It's a New Zealand certification, however, it is globally recognized. So you could go into an organic shop anywhere and see perhaps a bag of lentils that's been certified organic. But to certify a cosmetic with BioGrow, that's a very, very difficult task, and World Organics has done
okay,
that.
Okay, so
really
what
well.
Would most other brands do? It'll just be certified organic, but then it wouldn't be food grade.
Right. So because each certification is different, there are some certifications on the market that only require 10% of the whole ingredients list to be organic, and the 90% can be anything they want. So because the cosmetics industry is unregulated, which means cosmetic markets, they can say anything they want about products and the customer can believe it. So what BioGrow certification does, it gives the customers that transparency, that integrity, that what we actually say is in our products is what is actually in there.
Okay, so and how do you plan to distribute this?
Okay, that's the really exciting thing. So in Malaysia, I mean, if you want to start a business anywhere, you need a significant capital investment, a lot of perseverance, all those things involved with starting a business. Now, in Malaysia, we are offering women and men an opportunity to start a business with World Organics products, an online shop, a back office for only a minimum of 500 ringgit. So we are the first company in Malaysia to offer a certified organic product through this marketing model. So we do this because we want our ambassadors to be able to educate customers on what they're putting on their skin and the importance of using organic skincare and cosmetics.
Okay, so and there are no plans to distribute it off the shelves?
Not off the shelves. Now, that's the reason for that is because BioGrow actually even certifies the way we distribute. And being an organic product, for people who are looking for holistic health and well-being, it is an educational product, Frida. So people do need to understand that we're certified organic, certified vegan. We're even 100% alcohol-free. And for those of you who know what Ayurvedic medicine is, we're the only certified organic Ayurvedic skincare and body care in the world. So there's so many things that an ambassador needs to discuss with a customer. And if that was on the shelf, would actually lose the message that World Organics is trying to convey.
Right. So it's very interesting. You were saying that even the way you distribute has to be certified organic. How so?
Okay, so certified organic by BioGrow is so much more than just being pesticide-free. The whole entire supply chain is audited to make sure that the product is ethically produced and ethically distributed as well. So our marketing model for World Organics has been verified and audited by BioGrow to make sure that the way we market our products is ethical as well.
Okay, so what's wrong with off the shelves?
Nothing is wrong with off the shelf. That's just purely a different type of marketing model. But as I mentioned, for this product and me having been involved with World Organics for the last 5 years, the best way for people to understand how to use an organic product and the differences between off-the-shelf products is by talking to them and having a one-on-one consultation with them.
Right, okay. So is this a direct selling model?
So this is an online model. So people can start an online shop with us. So it's the same as having a website. We're just creating the website for you and the back office rather than you having to do that yourself.
Mm. So this is available in New Zealand and you've just brought it to Malaysia. So it's not available elsewhere at the moment?
It's available Australia, New Zealand, the States, the UK. And so in the last couple of years, we've been an online shop in Malaysia. So it's really exciting. The demand has been amazing for the product and the reception as well from our customer base now has been really great.
Okay, so it was a real success story in New Zealand.
It was. So the brand World Organics is made by and developed by the Douglas family in New Zealand. So Megan Douglas is a medical herbalist and naturopath. Six generations of medical herbalists and naturopaths in her family. So I always tell my customers, you know, she didn't just wake up one morning and think, hey, I'm going to make some organic skincare. This is in their blood. So when she created this, she wanted it to be readily available for everyone. And what's happened is it was just me and the Douglas family, me being their marketing consultant at the time, and it's just grown at such a rapid speed that people are joining to become independent ambassadors in Australia, New Zealand, the States at such a rapid pace that they've moved premises about five times in the last 2 years to just cater for the distribution.
Okay, so what kind of products do you have? So is it just makeup and skincare?
We've got every skincare item you can think of. So we've got luxury anti-aging. We've got your basic skincare. We even have certified organic talcum powder for babies, which doesn't have any talc. So it's organic arrowroot, organic cornstarch. We've got body care, organic deodorant, sunblocks. Everything you can think of, we have. And later on, the exciting thing is we're going to have certified organic everything. But being certified organic, it's often hard to create the product. So, for example, we don't have any hair care yet because we could create a natural hair care, which anyone can create, but creating a certified organic one is really difficult. So we're working on things like that.
So people sometimes are still confused between natural and certified organic.
They do. So natural can mean anything, Frida. So, for example, if you go into a supermarket and buy grapes, grapes are natural. But grapes, being such a vulnerable fruit, have up to 50 different pesticides sprayed on it. But it's still a natural product.
Yep.
So natural can mean everything. There's no legal definition of what that means. When you are certified organic by BioGrow, we have such a strict auditing and regulation requirements of them that it's very costly, it's very time consuming. It takes about 3 years to certify just one organic farm. So not many people are willing to go to those extents to do that.
Yes, it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
So in terms of the price range of the products as well?
Yeah. So we've kept it as an online model because if we were in retail, one, we wouldn't have the educational approach, and also two, we would have all the overheads involved, you know, the beautiful models and the marketing that we would need to get people into our shop. Our price range, people are often floored by our price range, is only between 25 ringgit and 295 ringgit. By right, being certified organic, we should be priced at a lot more, but we've come in at a very competitive price rate to make it making organic skincare and cosmetics affordable for everyone.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about, you know, plans to market this and your plans to, I guess, to go to other countries as well.
Sure.
In just a moment. Gaya Chinaya from World Organics. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. I'm here with Guy Chennai from World Organics. And World Organics is into, you know, skincare and beauty products. And they are from New Zealand. They're the only certified organic company of that sort available online. You know, so you are looking for these ambassadors. So how are they able to earn the income?
Okay, so the beauty about having your own business like this is the flexibility to do and work the hours you want to work. In a gig economy, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for that flexibility. So in terms of the income, as much effort you put in, that's what you're going to get out of. So when you go to our website, which is worldorganics.com.my, you'll be able to read all the information that you need to become an independent ambassador. And obviously, in terms of how much you sell is what you'll be remunerated with. So you can earn between 20 to 30% commission on what you sell. And how you sell and what you sell is up to you.
Right. And so they're educated, and how are they then educated in how to sell? All the materials been given to them?
We give you absolutely everything you need. We have world-class training. We've developed all sorts of materials, manuals. Our website and back office covers everything they need to learn and know about the brand, so they don't feel overwhelmed. They have continuous ongoing education from us as well to make sure that they feel confident when they're talking about the brand to their potential customers.
Okay. How else are you planning to raise awareness about the products?
Okay, so currently, because we are a certified organic brand in Malaysia and we're just new, we are doing as many talks as possible. We partner up with women's groups to give them education about, you know, the issues, long-term issues that can be affected by using chemicals on your skin and on your body. But the awareness has really been through word of mouth, Frida. And for me, that's the most powerful marketing you can have. And just seeing the success in Australia and New Zealand from this brand, that we haven't had a PR budget or a marketing budget, but it's just from people hearing about the brand, hearing about the unique selling points and talking about it and sharing it. And that's actually how the awareness has come about.
Right. So in terms of, you know, certified organic, does it mean that people would be less prone to, you know, allergies and all that?
Okay, so generally with people who have sensitivities to skincare, there will be a particular ingredient that they're sensitive to. However, with organic skincare, you're probably less likely to have any sorts of reactions or adverse effects, certainly no long-term effects, because the problem with chemical skincare is the absorption into your skin, into your bloodstream, that has been linked to the breast cancers and the infertility issues and the hormonal disruption and things like that. So in terms of allergies, I mean, for example, if you are allergic to nuts or citrus, I mean, that's an individual issue. But again, our ambassadors are all educated on that, so, and are there to sort of patch test and help the customer make an informed decision about what they're purchasing from the World Organics range.
Right, so you do hear a few people who are just allergic to nuts and citrus.
Yeah, some people are, but generally it's very, very rare that we would meet someone like that, and they would know if they are already.
Right. So even when you say certified organic, so the product, are all the ingredients available from New Zealand, or does it come from everywhere?
Okay, so to source certified organic ingredients is a really challenging task. So what the Douglas family has done for World Organics is they source the best organic ingredients from all over the world. So for example, our organic evening primrose is from New Zealand. Our shea butter is from an organic farm in Africa. Our carnauba wax is from an organic farm in Brazil. So we source all of that, and BioGrow actually makes sure they audits every farm that we get our ingredients from.
Right. And does it take into consideration the distribution aspect, though, from, you know, getting the ingredients from Africa to New Zealand?
Absolutely. So we're looking, BioGrow looks at all of that for us to make sure that, you know, there's no point in us having an organic product and organic ingredients, but we're packaging it in something that can't be recycled, or, you know, even the bamboo that we use on our makeup products is all organic bamboo. Our cardboard that we use for our boxes are all FSC, so Forest Stewardship Council, to ensure that the wood is from a sustainable source. All of that is looked at. The inks that we use on our packaging are vegetable inks, you know? So, and the beauty about that is that, for example, if I met someone and they didn't believe anything I said, I always say to them, just go straight to BioGrow and they'll be able to, you'll type in World Organics unique BioGrow number and you'll be able to see all the information for where everything's from, how it was made, when it was planted. It's full 100% transparency.
Right. And how are you able to keep the cost so low? Is it because of the distribution?
It is because of the distribution. Like, if we were in retail, we would be significantly higher. So we've done our best to keep the prices as competitive as possible, because, you know, if you go into any organic shop, whether here or other parts of the world, we'd pay one price for organic lemons in the supermarket, but we'd pay another price, which is significantly higher, for organic lemons in an organic shop. So we're trying to, you know, organic ingredients are expensive, but we're trying to keep our prices as low as possible.
Right. So in terms of growth, is the focus Malaysia? You're looking at Singapore as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to start here first, because Malaysia has a lot of potential and there's a lot of people here who deserve the right to have flexibility and have their own businesses. And there's something so empowering when you can pay 500 ringgit or 1,000 ringgit or whatever you can afford to start a business like this, not having to borrow the money and start supplementing your income or doing it full time. But yes, we'll absolutely be able to distribute to other parts of the world in Asia, and we will look at Singapore as well.
Right, and it's the same business model in New Zealand, like you pay a certain amount and you get started. And
absolutely right. That has been a proven business model with World Organics, and so that's something we've decided to implement here in Malaysia.
Right. Will you be introducing other things like supplements and all that in the future?
We will. So there will be certified organic everything, Frida. So, you know, anything that you find in the shops that, you know, your normal brands, we are going to be developing the certified organic alternatives for you. So, yes, that I believe is in the pipeline. There's going to be some really exciting things coming next year to Malaysia from the World Organics brand.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing about that. Thanks for being with us. Gaya Chinaya from World Organics. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.